think of when you hear the word promise? Word promise. What is the first thing that comes to your mind? Is it a promise kept or a promise broken? You may have to suspend reality for a moment, forget that you're in church, and forget any emotion behind it, any kind of nuance in the words, and just listen to the words themselves. You promised. Does that make you feel like it's a promise kept or a promise broken? I believe that we want to believe that most often it's promise is kept. I believe in the very depths of my being and all that I hope for that promises are kept, but I'm fairly sure that many of us, myself included, when we think much about promises, begin to think of promises broken. I did have an opportunity to ask Samantha, our cantor for today, and she said promises kept. And I said, well, you're not a jaded adult, so that's wonderful. Just hang on to that. But for many of us, the passage of time and life has caused us to dwell on promises broken. If you believe me wrong, then hang on to that, because I want you to think primarily of promises kept. When it is promises kept, it is though more of a lifelong thing, isn't it? More of a commitment that lasts one's entire life. Many promises made are promises that are meant to be final. They're meant to sustain us throughout our entire lives. Those promises broken, those promises we may think of more easily, political promises, business promises, all those kind of deals that may fade and be broken. But genuine promises, the promises that we think of here, the promises we agree to right in this spot, or just a week ago, we had a wonderful couple promise their lives to one another right here in this very spot. You had your pastor promise certain promises to the bishop and to the staff, even though they weren't mentioned, the staff gave me a hard time about that. He got left out because of the merger. I promised to the staff. Promises are made here in this place. Promises that count on God's eternal promise. For God's promises, while we may not see them come to completion in our own lives, God fulfills His promise. That is part of this entire season, that trusting that God fulfills His promises, even if it takes place beyond our own lives. This promise that God is making to David in this interesting conversation between the king and Nathan the prophet, who David asks at first, should I build a wonderful temple for our God, for the Ark of the Covenant? And Nathan, probably having considered it at some point himself, says, yes, sounds like a great idea. But then that night, he receives a message from God that orders him to return to David and in fact tell him, essentially, you want to make me a promise, but I'm going to make you a promise. You have to recognize that King David was a special character, but he wasn't perfect. King David had his faults. King David had his failures. He had his sins that he needed to confess. But God saw and loved David and made these promises to him. Promises that David himself didn't see fulfilled. promises that David and his descendants probably took differently than what God intended, that there would be an everlasting dynasty of the King of David, that his descendants would rule forever. I haven't seen a king of Israel recently. If we believe that promise, then it fails. And many along the way probably did think that God forgot his promise. And yet there is so much more. A promise made, a promise kept, a promise continuing to be fulfilled in this very day. A promise beyond all imagining. The reality here is that David desires to promise God to build him a house to live in. His son Solomon completes that task. He builds the temple. And yet, God's promise to David is essentially the same. That God desires a dwelling place for himself amongst his people. Preparing the Virgin Mary from the moment of her conception to the time when she said yes of her own will, her own accord, to this promise that God has made. This fulfillment of this promise to David and those who come after him to build a dynasty that will never end. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God of all, never fails. He will never lose his throne. He was killed for us, and yet he regained and retook his seat of glory. We can count on the promises of God. Even in the midst of our difficulties today, even in the midst of the hurt still caused by promises broken in our own lives, the shame perhaps of having broken promises of our own, God keeps his promises. But let's not put too much around that, too much thought into exactly how those promises are going to be fulfilled, as God works in very mysterious ways. God desires to fulfill that promise even yet today, to make you a dwelling place of the Most High God, to allow you to receive God himself. Let us look to those promises. Let's open our hearts.